Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 7, 2020. I'm George Henry. A complaint from several homeowners in the area of 126 near Tiernan, about 9 miles east of Florence, regarding tainted water was investigated by the Oregon Department of Forestry. In the complaint, Diane Fritzen, a resident in the area, said a logging company had removed trees from an area north of her home, and she believed that a pesticide used for killing brush had come in contact with the area's water supply. Quincy Coons, a stewardship forester with the Oregon Department of Forestry, began an investigation into the complaint. Coons told Coast Radio News that ODF does not regulate or fine logging companies. They only ensure that the practices and guidelines are followed according to ODF policy. As part of the investigation, Coons found that no excess chemical damage or drift damage was observed and that no chemical mixing occurred within 100 feet of any water supply or stream. He also said that the companies involved in the clearing had submitted all the required plans and used legally registered chemicals, stating that no violations were identified at the time of the inspection. There are now 228 known coronavirus cases in Lane County, that according to the most recent update from Lane County Health Authority. There are currently no hospitalizations in the county, but there are 61 people that are considered infectious. The 9 new cases from yesterday are part of a 48-count weekend for the 4th of July. Statewide yesterday, Oregon saw their first drop below 200 in several days. There were 168 new confirmed cases, bringing the total in the state to 10,395. If the coronavirus has caused you to miss the deadline for your car registration or your license has expired during that period, the Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles has extended the grace period until at least October 1st. There are some services available online, and information can be found at OregonDMV.com. There is also a video posted with instructions on how to use the online scheduler to set appointments. The Revision Florence project is expecting the completion of 2 large monuments that will adorn Maple Street at Highway 101 sometime before the end of the month, according to project manager Megan Messmer.
They are currently being constructed off-site at the contractor's shop, and they will be on-site towards the end of this month, the week of the 20th.
The monuments will be lit, according to Messmer. One sign will have the name Florence, the other will say Old Town. Electricians will be on-site over the next several weeks to prepare for the final installation. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020.